In today's gospel, Christ promises entrance into the kingdom to the repentant criminal crucified with him. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The rulers sneered at Jesus and said, "He saved others, let him save himself, if he is the chosen one, the Christ of God." Even the soldiers jeered at him. As they approached him to offer him wine, they called out, "If you are the king of the Jews, save yourself." Above him there was an inscription that read, "This is the king of the Jews." Now one of the criminals hanging there reviled Jesus, saying, "Are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us." The other, however, rebuked him, said in reply, "Have you no fear of God? For you are subject to the same condemnation. And indeed, we have been condemned justly, for the sentence we received corresponds to our crimes. But this man has done nothing criminal." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." He replied to him, "Amen, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Most of you here, I'm sure, are familiar with the comic strip Dennis the Menace. Now, you know why he has that name, right? One of the little installments of the comic not long ago showed why he had the name Menace. He had just been off the wall, and his mother had it with him. So she picks him up, brings him over to a corner, sits him down in a chair in the corner, and says to him, "Young man, you sit there until I tell you you can move. Don't you move, you sit there till I tell you you can move." And she walks away. The last panel of the cartoon, you see Dennis sitting there thinking to himself, "On the outside, I'm sitting, but on the inside, I'm standing." On the outside, I'm sitting, but on the inside, I'm standing. See, Dennis was subdued, but not conquered. I think it's a wonderful little example for us of what we celebrate on this feast of Christ the King. Because, you know, force, physical force, or any other kind of force can subdue us. But force can never conquer our minds and our hearts. Force can never win our minds and our hearts. All that can win our minds and our hearts is love. That's what we celebrate today. We call Christ our King. He doesn't force us to love him. He could, but he doesn't. He wins our love by the love he shows for us. He conquers our hearts by the love he shows for us. See, that's the difference between the way God works and the way the world too often works. Isn't it true that in our world, force often seems to win? You know, even in our families, you know, that model of control, of force, doesn't it sometimes rear its ugly head, even in our families? I mean, how many spouses, I'm only guessing here, I don't know this to be true, I'm just guessing that this is the case, but how many spouses find themselves thinking from time to time, "How can I get him to do what I want him to do? How can I get her to do what I want?" And very often, we don't use physical force when we have that question, but we can use other kinds of force. Emotional force, economic force, sometimes even the force of fear. You know, who knows better what a woman or a man fears than their spouse? Can use their fears to get them to do what you want. But force, even in our families, never conquers our hearts. Now, I'm not saying there are times when we don't have to use some kind of force. I mean, those of you who have had children have all had your own Dennis the Menaces at one time or another, right? I mean, who of you don't remember the day when your four-year-old son took a hammer and decided that fair game was his little sister's toys? Pow, 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 pow. At that point, you couldn't reason with him, right? What'd you have to do? Pick him up, put him into some kind of a timeout area. You know, that was not a time for reasoning. It was a time for force. But you did that as kind of a temporary restraining situation in the hope that the child would come to grow and understand in their heart that that just wasn't the kind of behavior that was acceptable. Force was a temporary type of thing, or should have been. You know, I had a wonderful little story not long ago about this slum landlord. He had a whole series of apartment buildings in some city, and, you know, he didn't keep them up. They were awful, just hell holes. He broke about every statute you could. You know, he was served all kinds of complaints and, you know, various things. He didn't keep anything up to code. So finally, they brought him into court. And the judge had a very interesting solution, because not only did she fine him quite a bit of money, but he actually had earned, by his refusal to do things, jail time. But this is what she came up with. Rather than sending him to jail, she made him go and live in one of his apartments. Made him go and live in one of his apartments, and the people who lived in that apartment went and lived in his house for 3 months. Now, she forced him to do that, but that was what she was hoping, was that in that experience, his heart would be changed. He'd understand. Because again, force can only go so far. Our hearts and our mind and our wills are conquered only by love. That's what we celebrate today, you see, when we call Christ our King. We give him dominion over our lives. We call him Lord for one reason. Right there. That's what it is. We call him Lord because he has poured himself out for us. Just like that good thief in the gospel today, to whom he promises paradise, he promises that to us. He's made that possible for us. That's why we give him dominion. That's why we let him reign in our lives. He's won our hearts and our souls, not by force, but by love. You know, I'm not a great student of history, but I think we see that model, that's God's model. That's God's model for life. We see it played out even in our own political experience. You know, during the Second World War, our enemies were Japan and Germany, right? We had to use force to beat them down. Thankfully, we were able to. But today, if Germany and Japan are some of our closest allies, if they call us friends today, why is it? Because we beat them down? It's because we built them up afterwards. We went into Japan, we went into Germany with all kinds of material aid, with all kinds of help, helped them to get back on their feet, helped them to reestablish a society. That's why they call us friend. Not because we beat them down with force. We built them up with love. That's God's model. We see that in Christ. That's God's model for living. That's why we call him Lord. Let me conclude with a little true story of a shipwreck that was found off the coast of Ireland some years ago now. As they brought up things from the wreck, one of the things they found was a woman's wedding ring. And it was a little bit broader band than normal. And when they cleaned it all up, inside there was an inscription. And the inscription, first of all, had a hand held out with a heart in it. And underneath that was the inscription, "I have nothing more to give. I have nothing more to give." Imagine a husband giving that wedding band to his wife. His heart held out to her, "I have nothing more to give." So that's what Christ says to us from the cross. "I have nothing more to give you. Nothing more I can do for you. I've given you everything I have." And that's why he's conquered our hearts and our minds and our wills, not with force, but with his love. That's why we say, "You are Lord. You are Lord of my life. You have conquered me with your love." May God bless you.